Chapter 9.
I sat in my dark hut and felt both angry and sad. One half of me wanted to hurt the people who had hurt me. The other half of me still loved them. In the end, I decided to try and speak to the old man again. I fell into an unhappy sleep. But when I woke in the morning, the family had gone. They had left the house during the night. I knew the name of only one other person. Although I had seen you, Frankenstein, for only a few moments, I knew that I belonged to you. When I had left your house, I had picked up a small bag. There was a book in the bag, and I could now read it. From it, I learnt my creator's name and address. You had made me. But why had you not looked after me and saved me from this pain and unhappiness? I decided to go to Geneva to find you. One day, as I was traveling, I saw a young girl running along the side of a river. Suddenly, she fell into the water. I jumped into the river, fought against the fast-moving water, and brought her back to land. While I was doing this, the girl's father, who was looking for her, reached us. He was carrying a gun, and when he saw me, he fired. The bullet hit my arm and broke it. I fell to the ground in great pain. And the man and the girl ran into the woods as fast as they could and left me. The bullet was deep in my arm, and I lost a lot of blood. After some days, my arm began to get better, but I became sadder and angrier than before. I had saved the girl's life, and how did they thank me? With a bullet in the arm. I began to realize that there was no happiness for me in life. Hate grew stronger in me every day. Hate for you, my creator, who had made me. 2 months later, I reached Geneva. That evening, I hid among some trees outside the town and went to sleep. But I woke when a little boy ran into my hiding place. I thought I would catch the child and make him my friend before he was old enough to be frightened of my terrible face. I caught the little boy. But when the child saw me, he covered his eyes with his hands and screamed loudly.
"Let me go, you monster," the child shouted. "Let me go, or I will tell my father, Mr. Frankenstein. He will call the police, and they'll punish you."
"Frankenstein," I shouted, "you belong to my enemy, the man that I want to hurt." The child fought and screamed, and I put my hand round his neck to stop him shouting. In a moment, the child lay dead at my feet. I looked down at his body and was pleased with what I had done. I knew that the death of this child would hurt you, Victor Frankenstein, my creator. Then I saw something bright round the child's neck. It was a gold chain. And on the end of it was a picture of a very beautiful woman. I knew that a beautiful woman would never smile at me. and I wanted to run into Geneva and kill as many people as I could. But I stopped myself and went to look for another hiding place. Soon I found a hut, which seemed to be empty. But when I entered, I saw a pretty young woman asleep on the floor. I hated her because she was pretty. So I put the gold chain into one of her pockets. And then, before she could wake up, I ran away. I knew the police would think that she had killed the little boy.